Welcome to episode 349 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ockel. Why is it that otherwise good employees aren't always innovative thinkers? You want innovation in your organization, so how do you get more of it? Leaders who eagerly want to find new ways to improve that employee innovation often miss a very simple principle. Promoting and putting new ideas into practice requires time to think. The mistake is believing that this kind of change is an instant process like oatmeal or rice. For my speaking presentations, I've discovered an audience needs time to process what they're learning. During a 45 to 90 minute keynote, I'll schedule one or two roughly 5-minute breaks. I stop talking and ask the audience to turn to the person next to them. Their mission is to discuss a takeaway they can use when they return to the office. It's tempting to skip this step and just give out more information from the stage. But learning can't be a one-way process. I've found having people take a moment to think about implementation increases comprehension and follow-up. Let's talk about some other ways you can promote employee innovation. Imagine a member of your team goes to a conference, takes a lot of good notes, and then comes back to your office full of ideas. The problem is day-to-day demands prevent any of the ideas from ever getting out of the notebook. Your business will not succeed based on notes kept on a dusty shelf. When the person comes back from the event, give him or her some time to organize the top takeaways. Then that person will lead a presentation of the ideas, and a discussion needs to happen about whether they can be turned into action steps. Sometimes a question or two can help get the innovation ball rolling. And let's face it, change can be difficult and new ideas may encounter resistance. I found these are important questions to discuss. Why are we considering this new idea? What happens if we do nothing? How do we scale this idea to make it fit our business? If we implement this idea, how will things change in 1 year? Innovation and explanation sometimes go hand in hand. While you may have been dazzled by seeing a new idea put into practice, those who weren't there may not understand its value. It's like the difference between experiencing a live concert and hearing a recording. When you talk about something new, paint a verbal picture that allows others to experience it like you did. Tell them what they're seeing and why it's important. For instance, a description of an assembly line may not excite people because it could involve a major change in how things are done. But if you explain it in such a way that they can understand the efficiency, speed, and precision gained through the manufacturing process, then the buy-in can increase dramatically. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenockel.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel. That's also under my name, Ken Ockel. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.